Hello, everyone, and welcome to the show. I'm Mike.
And I'm Sam.
Well, Sam, have you ever been to France?
No, I'd like to.
It's one of those countries I think everybody wants to visit at least once in their life. And, of course, when we go to France, the first place we'll go, well, the place the plane will land would be Paris.
Ah, yes.
And, of course, Paris has the Eiffel Tower and the Louvre Museum, but if you ever get a chance to get out of Paris to see the countryside, one of the places you might definitely want to check out is Mont Saint-Michel. Yeah, it's a little bit far from Paris. You'd probably have to take a train to get there. But once you do get there, you will see something that I don't think you can see anywhere else in the world.
Really? What can we see?
We can see an island with a castle sitting there out in the ocean. And the cool thing is, I think at some times of day, you can walk out there, but you might have to take a boat back.
Okay, walk to the island?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, that might be interesting
experience. Very cool. Let's check out the article.
Reading.
France's amazing Mont Saint-Michel. Off the northwest coast of Normandy, France, a small island seems to rise out of the sea. A striking castle covers a large part of the land's rocky base, and its tall Gothic monastery towers dot the sky. The scene is completed by a village surrounded by stone walls. This fairy tale-like sight is Mont Saint-Michel, an ancient town at sea. Long ago, Mont Saint-Michel went by a different name, Mont Tombe. This changed in the 8th century AD. Legend has it, that's when Saint Aubert, a French bishop, was visited by an angel. The angel encouraged Saint Aubert to build a monastery on the island. When Saint Aubert failed to do this, the angel burned a hole in the man's head. After this, Saint Aubert got the message and started work right away. He finished the monastery in 708 and renamed the island. Over time, people added to the building, and it began to look like a castle.
Okay, so today we're talking about an island.
Mm-hmm.
The article says, off the northwest coast of Normandy, France, a small island seems to rise out of the sea.
That's right, it really does. It says, a striking castle covers a large part of the island's rocky base, and its tall Gothic monastery towers dot the sky. All right, so it's a striking castle. Something striking is impressive. It will make you go, wow. And these days it will probably make you go, wow, and then take out your phone to take a picture of it. And of course, seeing a castle rising out of the sea, yeah, that would be pretty striking. That would be a pretty amazing thing to see. And also we talked here about the Gothic monastery towers. Well, a monastery is a place where monks would live. It's a religious building connected to a church. And monks, or men who give their life to the church, live in a monastery. Gothic, well, that's just a style of building, a style of architecture. Basically, a lot of the older castles and churches you might see in Western Europe, they are in the Gothic style.
OK, 所以呢，我们看到哦，它这个岛上呢有什么东西哦？他说这个非常哦显著、非常突出的呢是我们的这个城堡哦。OK, 所以呢，看到 striking 这个形容词就是形容很显著、很突出，让你觉得哦，刚刚 Mike 就说这个 wow 这样子就是我们的 striking。我们可以说，比方说 his striking good looks made him super popular。Yeah, OK, 然后我们看到这个很显著的城堡呢，它是怎么样 ？Covers, OK, 在这边是覆盖的意思，是一个动词哦。那呢它覆盖了这个大部分面积的这个岛屿上。 上面大部分的面积。那是一个什么样的这个城堡呢？ OK， 他说呢，它是一个 Gothic 呢，就是哥德式、哥德风格。刚刚呢 ，Mike 就有讲说，可能在西欧会看到很多这个 Gothic Cathedral， OK， 这个哥德风格的大教堂哦，他们是12到16世纪非常流行的这个建筑风格。那是一个 Gothic， 一个哥德式的什么东西呢？他说的是一个 monastery。刚刚 Mike 就解释说呢，就是 monk 这些修女、这些僧人呢，他们就会住在这个修道院，也就是我们的 monastery 里面。And the article says the scene is completed by a village surrounded by stone walls.
Yeah, that's right. It's not just this monastery and castle that are on the island. Mm-hmm. There's also a small village there, but it is surrounded by stone walls, like you might expect to find around a castle, because that's what the walls of a castle will do. They will surround the castle. To surround, this verb basically means to encircle, to make a circle around something. If you give someone a hug, you put your arms around them. Your arms surround their body. And of course, if you have a fence or a wall or something like that to keep things either in or out, or both, it's not very useful unless it surrounds, right? Having a castle wall with a big hole in it wouldn't really be very good, so it has to surround it. We can also think of surround when we talk about an island. An island is a piece of land that is surrounded by water. There is water all around on all sides.
OK, 所以呢我们看到这个动词 surround, 它的中文呢就是包围哦。所以呢我们可以说比方说像刚刚小岛是被这个海洋给包围了，或是呢我们可以说这个呢 trees surround our house, OK, 我们的房子旁边呢有这个树来包围着。但是课文里面呢我们是用 surrounded, 它是一个这个过去分词哦，表示被动。它呢在这边当作形容词，表示呢我们的这个城堡呢是被这个石头墙给环绕着， OK, 是被包围着。OK, 我们看一下我们的 example sentence. The prison is surrounded by a tall fence.
Walls surround castles, and fences or walls will also surround prisoners. All right, back to the article. It says this fairy tale-like site is Mont Saint-Michel, an ancient town at sea. Yes, a town at sea. That means out in the sea. Usually we talk about boats at sea or ships at sea. Yeah. A boat out in the sea or in the ocean is at sea. But here, it's a town. And of course, I think we're probably getting the feeling you might have seen pictures of this. It is a fairy tale-like sight.
OK, 我们看到这个复合词 fairy tale-like, 像什么的 ?OK, 像童话一般的，我们后面加上 like。那在这边呢，我们是像童话一般的，所以是 fairy tale。fairy tale 这个名词呢，就是表示童话的意思。OK, 它是两个字连在一起了。fairy 呢，就是仙子，比方说像我们故事里面常出现的 fairy godmother, 神仙教母，帮助灰姑娘的这个神仙教母，它就是一个仙子。那后面接的这个 tell 呢 ,tell 则是这个故事的意思，很老的故事，流传下来的传说，我们会叫做比方说呢，像《美女野兽》的歌词里面就讲说 A tale as old as time， 跟这个时间一样久远，跟时间一样老的这个故事。那我们刚刚就讲到了，我们后面接上 like 就是呢表示像什么东西， fairy tale like 这个复合词呢，它其实就是 like fairy tale， 好像一个童话一般。我们看一下我们的例句了， In this fairy tale Cinderella lives in a castle。
And we also saw the word ancient there, the ancient town. Well,This is interesting because it gives us an idea of the history of Mont Saint-Michel. If something is ancient, this adjective basically means it's very old. As a rough guide, ancient is usually around 1,000 years old, okay? So if you have an old pair of shoes from the 1990s, they're not exactly ancient. But if you have something from old Greece or old Rome or some old piece of Chinese art, well, that might be ancient. It would be very old and probably very valuable. So we get the idea that there's been a town on this island of Mont Saint-Michel, not for a few hundred years, but for many hundreds of years, maybe 800 or 900 years. That is ancient. That's a very long time.
好，我们看到 ancient 这个形容词就是形容古代的。比方说呢，我们可以讲说 ancient civilizations. OK, 比方说像这些玛雅文明啊，很古老的文明。那呢，它的名词 antique 就是表示古董的意思。像说我们刚刚讲，你从很早以前，像罗马、希腊或中国这些留下来的这些很古老的上百年、上千年的这些东西叫做 antique 古董。那我们看到我们 ancient 的例句了，他说呢 ，Greece is full of ancient buildings. OK, 希腊呢，它有很多很多的这个很古老的建筑物。
Okay, let's learn about the history. It says long ago, so this is back in ancient times, long ago, Mont Saint-Michel went by a different name, Mont-Tombe.
Mont-Tombe. Okay, 所以呢他说在很久很久以前呢，在这个多久以前的 ancient 可能是几百年前呢， long time ago, 很久以前，他呢这个地方其实是有一个不同的名字。那我们这边用这个片语 go by something, OK, 就表示称作，就是用后面这个名字来称他，那通常不是他原本的名字、哦、OK, 那 go by something 这个片语呢，他也有这个遵守或是按照的意思，比方说我们可以说、we have to go by the rules, OK, 我们必须按章行事。OK, then the article says,this changed in the 8th century AD.
The 8th century AD. So for all of you history fans, you know, those are the years 700. So 750, 720, 770. This is more than 1,000 years ago, but that would be the 8th century. Now, century is a word that we often use when talking about ancient things or history or time. Because a century, this noun, is 100 years.Years, all right? So we often talk about the 19th century. The 20th century was just 18 or 19 years ago. Now we are in the 21st century. So for basically the year 2001 to 2100, that would be the 21st century. Because a century is 100 years. It doesn't always have to start on zero and end on zero. We can talk about, you know, from 1850 to 1950. That was also...a century. But if we talk about the number century, the 5th century, the 14th century, then we're talking about the years from 100 to the other 100 to cover 100 years, because that is a century.
Century 呢这个字、哦、就是世纪的意思，其实呢就是刚刚 Mike 讲的 100 years, 100年呢就是一世纪。那注意到我们在这边呢有写到这个 AD 的意思，其实它是西元后、哦、那对比 AD 呢是 BC 其实就是西元前。那注意到它用的方法呢是我们 AD加上时间 ，OK， 这个是表示西元后几年。那如果是 BC 的话呢，我们是时间加上 BC。注意到我们是时间放在 BC 的前面哦，表示西元前几年。那另外很常看到的呢是这个公元的用法，我们会看到它是 BCE 跟 CE 的用法。这个 CE 的意思是 Common Era， 就是这个公元。那它的用法是跟我们刚刚讲的 AD、BC 一样，只是意思也是一样的。OK， 那我们看一下我们的 sentence： The Great Fire of London happened in the 17th century.
That's right. Do you know what year it happened?
No.
It's an easy year to remember, in the year 1666.
1666.
1666. That was the Great Fire of London. One of the only dates from history that I will always remember because it's an easy number to remember. All right, let's get back to Mont Saint-Michel. It says, legend has it, that's when Saint-Aubert, a French bishop, was visited by an angel. Wow, that's an unusualthing or person to have visit you. Yeah, so this French religious person, a bishop, is a leader in the church. His name was Saint-Aubert. He was visited by an angel. And then it says, the angel encouraged Saint-Aubert to build a monastery on the island. Oh, I see. So it was just a normal small town out there on an island. Probably a lot of fishermen lived there or something like that.And then the local religious leader, Saint-Aubert, had an angel visit him. And the angel said, you must build a church on this island or a monastery. I wonder if he had some cheese before he went to bed. I often have weird dreams.
Yeah, with cheese you have, like, dreamed about.
Weird dreams. But maybe I have to have better cheese so an angel will visit me.
好的，我们现在呢就看到这个我们这个小岛上面的传说了。传说呢我们在课文里面用了 legend 这个字， legend 呢可以指传说啊，民间故事。那我们这边用的这个句型呢非常特别，他说 legend has it 后面呢再加上 that 加上子句，这个意思呢其实就跟这个 there is a legend that 怎么样， OK， 意思是一样的、哦、表示说传说里面怎么说， OK， 那你可以把 legend 换成 rumor， 就是呢谣传怎么样， OK， 是一样的意思。那在这边呢我们 legend has it 或者是Rumor has it. 这个 it 呢，它是一个虚词哦，它没有什么特殊的意义。OK， 我们看一个例句了，我们可以说呢 ，Rumor has it that you're leaving this company. OK， 谣传哦，你将要离开这个公司了。注意到我们句子里面的这个 that 是可以省略的，你可以说 Rumor has it you're leaving this company， 省略掉也是 OK。那除了这个 Rumor has it 的用法之外呢，我们也可以使用虚主词来引导哦。我们呢可以说 it is said 或者是 it is rumored that 后面再加上子句，比方说刚刚的句子 it is rumored that you're leaving this company 意思是一样的、哦、
And we also read there that the angel encouraged Saint-Aubert to build a monastery on the island. As I mentioned earlier, a bishop is a church figure, sort of a priest in the Catholic Church, usually, of a very high rank. There's bishops, then archbishops, then cardinals, and eventually you get up to the Pope. Okay. So this man, Saint-Aubert, was a bishop at the time, but he was also visited by another religious figure that's a little more unusual than a bishop, an angel. An angel, this noun, is basically a heavenly creature. Often when we see pictures of angels or see them in movies or whatever, it's sort of a glowing being. It usually has like a long white robe. Wings are often important, and a halo, that sort of golden circle over its head that shows how holy it is. The idea is that angels sort of act as messengers from God. God doesn't have email or line or WhatsApp. If God wants to talk to you in the stories, God will either start speaking in a voice in your head or maybe send an angel down. I guess if God's busy, he'll send an angel down and the angel will visit you and give you a message. Of course, famously, Joan of Arc, the famous French girl who became a soldier and a warrior, she was visited by angels who told her to go out and do brave things.
Okay, 所以呢，我们看到 angel 这个名词呢，就是表示天使的意思哦。它就是我们刚刚讲，它是这个上帝的这个 messenger， 就是呢，它会来传达讯息给你。那注意到这个字，我们很常拼错，我们常常写成 angle， 它是 angle， 是角度的意思，完全不同的句子哦。好，我们看一下。There are many angels painted on the walls of this church.
Mm-hmm. All right. Now, you would think that when an angel comes and visits you and tells you to do something,
I have to.
Especially if you're a priest, you would say, wow, I guess I should go and do this. God is sending me a message. But Saint-Aubert, no.
No.
He wasn't too worried about what the angel said. I guess he had many other things to do that day or that week. It says, when Saint-Aubert failed to do this, the angel burned a hole in the man's head.
Oh, that's violent.
As a message, as a way of saying, hey, this is really important. So I guess at first he might have thought that it wasn't a real angel or he just dreamed it, so he didn't do it. He failed to do it, and then the angel burned a hole in his head. That would hurt. So yes, we read there that Saint-Aubert failed to follow the directions or the orders of the angel. To fail, this verb is to not succeed. In this case, it's to not succeed in doing what the angel tells you to do. We can also fail in a more sort of direct sense. If you take a test and you get a very low mark, you failed. You didn't succeed in getting that basic score that your teacher wants you to get. If you try to jump over something and trip and catch your foot and fall on your face, well, you failed to jump over that thing. You did not succeed. You were unsuccessful. So, he failed to build the monastery, and then the angel burned a hole in the man's head to tell him to do this. I'm serious. So, Saint-Aubert, he might have been lazy, but he wasn't stupid. So, after this, it says Saint-Aubert got the message and started work right away. This is kind of like when your mom says, you know, go do your homework, and you're like, yeah. And then 10 minutes later, she comes back. She's like, I mean it right now. And you're like, okay. So this was the second warning that he got. And he listened to the second warning. He didn't fail this time. And so he started to build the monastery.
Okay, 所以呢，我们这边有看到这个前面有动词哦。他说呢，他为什么头上会被烧出一个洞呢？因为呢，他失败了，他 fail。fail 这个动词呢，就是失败，他没有成功的去做这件事情。Okay, 所以失败，什么事情失败呢？我们可以说 fail to do something。Okay, 你后面加上 to 不定词，加上原形动词。比方说，我们说 she failed to reach the final this year。今年呢，他没有能打进这个决赛，或者呢，我们可以说 Frank tried to get into Oxford University, but he failed。Okay, 他想进入这个牛津大学，但他失败了。那在这个他这个头被烧出洞之后呢？哦，这个我们的这个主教呢，他就明白了，他就知道说啊，我必须要来盖这个教堂。所以呢，他 got the message， got the message 就是表示很明白。比方说呢，他知道这个里面的含义是什么了。比方说呢，像我去拜访别人呢，他就跟我说 ，She said it was getting late. OK， 时间不早了。I got the message and left. OK， 我明白了，所以我离开了。
All right, so he failed the first time, or maybe Frank failed to get into Oxford University. But of course, if you fail once, you can always try again. Mm-hmm. And that's what the angel did to get Saint-Aubert to build the monastery. And then, of course, that's what Saint-Aubert did too. He failed to listen to the message the first time, but he succeeded the second time. He finished the monastery in 708 and renamed the island. So there you go. He was successful in the end. It just took a little bit of time. Over time, we read, people added to the building, and it began to look like a castle. Yeah, I think a lot of people would describe it as a castle these days, but apparently this isn't what it looked like in 708. It's changed over time.
Okay, over time 这个片语呢，表示逐渐的，久而久之怎么样了？那如果我们把 over time 这两个字合在一起，它就有不同的意思，就表示是超时或是加时了。比方说呢，我们可以说 they are working overtime to finish the project on time. Okay, 他们呢，这个工作超时，要来把这个工作完成。那我们看到这个 over time 逐渐的、渐渐的怎么样了呢？人们呢，开始来扩建这个教堂，扩建这个教堂，把它变成了一个好像 castle， 好像城堡一样。Add to 这个在这边呢，我们是这个扩建的意思 ，OK？ 我们呢可以举例说 ，their house has been added to， 他们的房子呢已经被扩建、被扩大了 ，OK？ 在我们的这个教堂呢也是这样的状况。
So it's an amazing place to visit, and if you ever do get the chance, you must go a little bit out of your way, go over to Normandy, see Mont-Saint-Michel, and well, Normandy is a wonderful part of France, anyways.They have great cheese, great food, great drink, great stuff to see there.
You might meet an angel.
You might meet an angel, that's right. And if you do, listen to what the angel has to say. And angels will be the topic of our For You chat questions, so please come back and join us for that.
For You chat.
All right, our For You chat question is about angels, as I mentioned, and, well, let's put ourselves in the shoes of Saint-Aubert. Do you believe in angels? Why or why not? If you were sleeping and you woke up and found an angel in your bedroom, would you consider this to be real or just a dream?
Yeah, I'd call 911.
You might call 911. So do you believe in angels, Sam?
Yeah, I do believe in angels. Oh. I also believe in ghosts.
You do?
Yeah, I believe in those, like, mysterious creatures.
Really? Yeah. Vampires?
Vampires, yes.
Werewolves?
Yes.
The mummy?
The mummy, yes.
Batman?
Batman, maybe not.
Santa Claus?
Santa Claus, maybe.
Wow, good for you. You have a very active imagination and you really are a believer. Me, myself, well, I like to keep an open mind about these things, but I've never seen an angel. I've never seen a ghost. So right now I'd have to say maybe.
Maybe.
But I need some proof. What about you guys? Do you believe in angels? Why or why not?Have a chat about that, and we'll see you back here for more very, very soon.
France's amazing Mont-Saint-Michel. Off the northwest coast of Normandy, France, a small island seems to rise out of the sea. A striking castle covers a large part of the land's rocky base, and its tall Gothic monastery towers dot the sky.The scene is completed by a village surrounded by stone walls. This fairy tale-like site is Mont-Saint-Michel, an ancient town at sea. Long ago, Mont-Saint-Michel went by a different name, Mont-Tombe. This changed in the 8th century AD. Legend has it, that's when Saint-Aubert, a French bishop,was visited by an angel. The angel encouraged Saint-Aubert to build a monastery on the island. When Saint-Aubert failed to do this, the angel burned a hole in the man's head. After this, Saint-Aubert got the message and started work right away. He finished the monastery in 708 and renamed the island. Over time,People added to the building, and it began to look like a castle.
Vocabulary Review.
surround. The city park is surrounded by tall buildings. Fairy tale. In this fairy tale, two children are captured by an evil witch who wants to eat them. Ancient. While digging a new subway line, the workers found the walls of an ancient house. Century. A century ago, this city was just a small town without any tall buildings. Angel. Terry's aunt says she saw an angel once, but Terry doesn't believe her. Fail. The young athlete was about to break the record in this game, but he failed in the end.